Hello there, everyone. It's been a while. I recently, actually on Valentine's Day, got a box of chocolate that Sven Pai has graciously sent over to me from Germany. And I'm very excited to try all of them. And I'm going to give you reviews on each of them. Okay, so I was gonna maybe make this like a sensual, sexy, candy-eating demo, but I think I'll just eat them because I'm excited. Okay. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I want to say like 12 things. Chocolates, gummies, bunch of stuff. There's soda, so what I'm going to do today is just open them all up and shove them in my mouth hole. Because that's what one does when one receives a box of chocolate. So he already had me try one of these, but these are the trolley mini burgers, and they're the gummy burgers, which I've seen before, but I've never actually had one, so it's cool that I get to try one all the way from Germany. Man, it's like super sticky, and you got buns, lettuce, cheese, and I guess that's a patty or a tomato? I don't really know. Okay, let's try it. Oh. Oh no, I can't bite into it. It's so chewy. Okay, how about I just put the whole thing in my mouth? Mmm. 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 It's interesting. Oh god, it's so chewy. It's really hard to chew. It's good. I don't know how I'm gonna eat a whole bag of these though. Ooh, okay. Whoa, that was intense. Okay, thankfully they are not all kid crazy gummy candies like that. Okay, whew, that was interesting. I'm not sure if I liked that one. Okay, next we have, and also, like, I'm probably gonna get the pronunciations on these really wrong, so please do not be upset, Sven Pai, when you hear me pronounce. Mamer? Moner? Monervine? Anyway, these are like fruity lemon wafers, and they look really cute, and they're in this pink bag. I also had the foresight to make some tea, so we could dip it in tea, but let's see. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, yeah, that's good. dang. They taste like something, like some kind of candy that I've had at my grandma's before, but better. And like, they're crunchy and smooth. Ooh, I like those. Okay, yeah, those are good. I'll definitely put that there. Okay. Next, we have these cool-looking berry things called, or it looks like the brand is Haribo. Haribo berries. And I'm not even gonna pronounce, like, try to pronounce that flavor text on the bag, because I don't speak a hint of German, so I would just embarrass myself. Well, okay. Und erwachsen ebenso. Sure. Let's go with that. Okay. So we have, there's like red berries and blackberries. They look interesting. It's kind of hard. I wasn't expecting it to be hard. I thought it would be like a gummy thing. Oh. Oh. Oh, it is like a gummy thing, but they just have like balls on the outside. Like tiny little bits. Oh, that's really good, actually. And it actually tastes like a blackberry. Oof, that was good. I liked that. Honestly, I feel like there's not much here I won't like. Except those damn burgers. Okay, here's another Haribo. Let's see, these are yogurt Ingles. Yogurt Eagles. We'll just leave it at that. I think they're like gummies that are partially dipped in yogurt. Ooh, the bag smells good. Cool. Ooh, dang. Oh, and they're like tiny little hedgehogs. That's pretty cute. Okay, this is a green one. They kind of have the same texture as those burgers. Kind of hard to chew. But they taste better than the burgers. Yeah, those are good. I like those. And they're so cute, too. Okay. Next up, we have Milch Knoppers. Knoppers? Yep. Knoppers. Which reminds me of whenever Sven Pye says, show milkers. Okay, so it looks like two wafers put together on here. Let me get my scissors. This is so cool. I'm so happy. Got all these awesome chocolates to try. Okay. Let's cut that open there. The box did kind of get tossed around a little bit, you can kind of tell. But like, everything's still gonna taste good, you know? You know what I'm saying? Wow, this is like a gigantic wafer type thing. Similar in looks to the lemon bars, but this is like a big old square. Ooh, it looks good. Let's see. Oh, it has hazelnuts in it. Oh, dang. Ooh, that's good. I like that one. That's like subtle, and it's like if you dipped a hazelnut in chocolate. That's really good. But yeah, that's good. I like that. I have to put that one aside though, because it is big. I'll finish it later. Okay. Knoppers. Sven, show Knoppers. Okay. Oh, that was good. Alright, next up. What do we got next up? I wanna try Shogetten Yogurt Heidelbeer Muesli. Yogurt Heidelbeer Muesli, sure. Nice wrapping on that. Shogetten. He said I pronounced it right earlier, so I trust him. Actually, why would I? Okay, why would I trust Ben? Okay. These are like little milk chocolate squares. And let's see what's inside. Ooh. It's got like a white cream filling, but it tastes like yogurt. It tastes like blueberry yogurt. That's really good. Ooh, I like that. Normally, I don't like milk chocolate that much. Normally, I'm a dark chocolate person. But generally, if milk chocolate is like mixed in with something else, I tend to like it a little better. Let's see. This is another Shogetten. This is Troglia Erdbeer. Trilogia Erdbeer. I feel like part of the fun of this is pronouncing all of these terribly. Okay. This one looks like it's strawberry. And instead of this one, instead of being all dark milk chocolate like the other one was, this one's got like three layers. It's got a pink layer, a white layer, and a chocolate layer. So let's see how that is. With no filling. I like that. Okay. That's a good one. I like that strawberry. I don't know, that blueberry was delicious though. I like both of those a lot. And we have one more shogetten. This one's latte macchiato. Ooh, so there's coffee. There's a coffee. I don't know how I'm gonna eat all this. I'm gonna have to pass it around to people. Just be like, take my chocolate, please. Help me. Okay, this one's latte. It's like completely covered in milk chocolate on the outside, but on the inside it looks like it's got that macchiato filling. Let's see. Oh, dang. Oh, it tastes like coffee. Ooh, that's so good. I like that one. Ooh, it's very strong, too. Like, it's not pussy coffee flavored. It's proper coffee. All right. Proper coffee flavor. Woo! Okay, I'm gonna drink some tea because that's a lot of chocolate that I have consumed so far. I also made sure to eat something proper before starting this so I didn't get a tummy ache. I'm a smart cookie. Okay, I love this. These are a maxi pack of Latch gummies. So they're fruit gummies. It says they have vitamins, but... Or maybe I'm reading that wrong. Dang, this is such a gigantic bag. Okay. Oh, cool. This one's like a leaf. This one's a cute strawberry. Let's see. These taste pretty similar to gummies I've had in the past. However, they're not as flavorful, which I actually kind of like. I like that it's not as ridiculously overpowering on the taste of strawberry. It's just very subtle. I like that. That's kind of dangerous because I could just like sit there and eat those. I'm not really care that much. Okay. We're getting to the good shit now. This is the shit that I've been wanting to try. We're saving my favorite for last because I'm sure it's going to be delicious. We have 5 more things. And we'll start with these Ritter Sport boys. I didn't know that Ritter Sport made anything other than milk and dark chocolate. I feel like these are things I maybe could have found, but just the packaging of having all these German words on them is very... Oh, it makes me feel so cultured. If I can get it out, let's see. There we go. Okay, so this Ritter Sport is a cafe splitter, which it's coffee. Okay. Holy fuck. Oh my god. I don't know if you guys can hear the crunching, but they actually have like little bits of coffee seeds inside the chocolate. Damn, that's good. Fug. It's not, like, just coffee flavored. You got the bean in there, too. Dang. Mmm.
Wow. Yep, I like that. Mmm.
I think that's probably my second favorite. So far, I really liked those lemon wafers. Probably third is the berries. Mm. And then I did like that blueberry schoketten. Okay. Let's see what's next. We could try the other Rittersport. This is pfefferminz. Peppermint. I wonder if it's got goo on the inside. Peppermint goo, or if it's just like a... Let's see. Ooh, this one got beat up a little. That's okay. It'll still taste delicious. Okay. If there's one thing I love, it's mint-flavored things with chocolate. Mmm. Oh. Whew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dang, that's so good. Ugh. The cream on the inside is just right. Holy shit. Okay. Okay, let's split up the orange stuff, because I got chocolate bar and wafer things, so. This one here is Lindel Chocolate? Edelbittermousse. Inder Edelbitter Chocolade. I just like saying that word, Edelbitter. Cremig Schmelzend Gefult. I'm not gonna hear the end of these pronunciations. R.I.P. dude. Okay, we'll see. Oh, this one got... Oof. Uh-oh. Okay, this one did not make it as well through the shipping, but let's see. Dang, it's a big old chunk. Okay, let's try it. Oh my goodness. You bite into it, and it's just, like, this ridiculous goo that just oozes out orange all over you. Oh my god. Oh, dang. That's good. Okay, I like that one. I think that my favorite flavor combinations with chocolate are orange and mint, so... Thank you, Sven, for all of these mint and chocolate things and orange things. Okay, let me finish this. Hell yeah. I feel like a goddamn chocolate princess right now. Holy fuck. Okay, next one I'm doing is the Toblerone. This one is Swiss dark chocolate with honey and almond nougat. Wow, it's so cool reading the nutritional information on the back in German. Carbohydrates, cholinhydrate, ballast. What? How do you got two STs right one after the other? Ballaststoffe. Eiweiß? Devengasigdicki? Fettsäuren? Fettsäuren. Sure. These are fun. Okay. Let's do this. Snap me off a piece of that. Okay. I do like Toblerone. Let's see. God, I'm gonna have cavities after a rush. That's good. I like that one. Toblerones are generally pretty good, though. Just, they're awesome. Kiss. Tea. Okay. And last, but certainly not least, this is the thing I've been wanting to try. I'm just dumping all the trash back in the box. Okay, these are the soft cakes. Orange Vollmilch milk chocolate late by Greece. And on the packaging, it's just like this big old box that's got oranges and cinnamon. Oh, sorry, oranges and chocolate. Those are chocolate flakes. Sarah, what are you doing? God, these look so good. They didn't make it really past the shipping. They are a little torn up, but they still look amazing. Okay, I'm excited. Oh my god. Holy Jesus. Oh my god, those are so good. It's just like a soft vanilla cookie at the bottom, and then in the middle just has orange jelly, and it's covered in chocolate, like covered in milk chocolate. Oh my god, it's so good. This is like, whew, this is what I'm gonna have with my tea and coffee like every day now. Oh my god, that's so delicious. Holy fuck. Oh my god, that's my favorite thing. Maybe I'll just have another one real quick. Just dip it in the coffee. Dang, that's my favorite thing. Those are so good. I don't even know if we have those in the US. But damn. Sven, you might have to send me more of these eventually, or I'll just go on like a scavenger hunt. God, these are so good. And the last thing I have is this mezzo mix that I'd never heard of before, but Sven said it's like, what did he say? Fanta and something else. Fanta and cola, I'm guessing? Like Pepsi, maybe? I don't know. So, let's see. I already opened it. I paused the recording and went it over to the sink just to make sure it didn't explode. So, here, let's try this. Such fizzle. Clearly, I don't know how to pour soda properly. Or beers. I just got so much foam. Okay. Get the ASMR bubbles. You know you like it. Okay. That's fizzled down enough. Let's see. It's interesting. At first it tasted like Coke, but then I got hints of like other things after I swallowed it. Like orange. Tastes like what orange Coke would taste like. I like it. It's actually really good. I probably put that in there because he knows I like orange stuff. Thank you, Sven. That was pretty great. Man, okay, I think that's it, guys. Dang. Yeah, thanks, Ben. Damn, this was awesome. And thank you, Jay, for shipping it to me and getting that set up and packaged over. Damn, this was awesome. I am very happy with all of these. Yes, even the burgers. I might pawn some of those off to other people, though. Be like, here, look, it's in German packaging. You'll love it. It makes it cooler. Please take them. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sven. That was awesome. You're the best, Homeslays, even if you smell really bad. Okay, bye. Thank you.